Healthy Living Magazine has taken to the airwaves. Straightforward and empowering talk radio. Intriguing guests. Upbeat call-in segments. Wellspring for mind, body, and spirit. WATD is proud to present Healthy Living with Candida, editor and publisher of the Healthy Living Magazine. Tune in Sunday evenings to find out about the who, what, where, and when of traditional and alternative health and wellness south of Boston and the Cape. Candida is waiting to talk with you. Call in at 781-837-4900. Now, here's WATD's Candida.
She's been missing for a while, but now she's back. And this is not a recording. This is a live show. Candida is here. Good evening, Candida.
Hi, Larry.
Welcome back.
It's so good to be back.
I missed you.
I missed you, too.
I was joking with you earlier. I missed you.
You
we
look
have
good.
We have a lot of fun.
We do.
Okay. Have a good show.
Thank you. And, wow, it's so good to be back. I love being here. I want to thank Ken Friedman for filling in for me for the past 12 weeks while I was away working on franchising Healthy Living Magazine, and it really helped me. So I want to thank him for that, and he'll be back. He will definitely be back. We have a exciting show. We have a packed studio. Jesse McPhail is here. Welcome.
Hello.
And Deborah Bunzel, who is my co-host tonight.
Hello, Candida.
How are you guys?
Awesome.
And Liam. Hi, Liam.
Hi.
And now Jesse is the owner of McPhail Academy in East Bridgewater. He's a fifth-degree black belt in karate, a second-degree black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Hello. There you go. In 1979, at the age of 7, is when he started. That's impressive.
It's a long time.
It is. And you developed a youth self-defense program called 123 Go, which we're going to talk about tonight. If folks want to check out his website, it's www.McPhailAcademy.com. It's M-A-C-P-H-A-I-L Academy.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Candida. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, you've been here before, too, with Leanne Trigla.
That's correct. Yeah, a long time ago, we talked about our women's self-defense program we had coming up.
Yeah, and you've come a long way. Now you have a new studio in East Bridgewater?
Yes, in East Bridgewater. It's inside Club X, right near Ritter's Country Club. We've grown. It's grown. It's become more popular. What's been excellent has been our new program, 123 Go.
Yeah, tell me about this, because we were talking a little bit about how it teaches children to deal with bullies and strangers, and it's kind of scary right now for kids to grow up.
Yeah, it's been scary for a long time, and Liam's adding.
Liam, how old are you?
Six.
6 years old, and how cute you are. And do you take karate?
Uh-huh.
Do you like it?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, Liam, that's an act. Liam is actually not that shy.
Once
you get to know him.
He's got a face for TV. He's really awful cute. So I'm lucky I get to be right beside him. So yay.
Well, thank you. We also want to say hello to Jack, who's listening. That's Liam's brother, and my wife, Jenny.
Hi.
Hello. All right. So anyway, we're back to 123 Go. I created this program about 5 years ago, and before the bullying has become popular, especially as of late with cyberbullying and things, the idea was this: not all kids have the focus or the desire to stick with karate or jiu-jitsu, which are both excellent, great forms of self-defense, provided you have a good instructor, and they stick with it. It takes a little while to learn. So what we did is we found ways that could get children away, either from a bully, from a stranger, and even from like a friend who might be playing too rough. You know, sometimes a friend might get too rough, pin you down, you can't get up, it becomes uncomfortable. And
scary.
It's scary.
It is very scary.
And there's a line.
I have two older uncles.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a line that it's funny, it's funny, it's funny, and then all of a sudden that line, you cross over, it's not funny, it actually becomes very scary. So these are very basic ways that students who take the course are able to easily remember, because they're not anything fancy. They're very natural movements, and we take advantage of we focus on two aspects of escape. First one is the element of surprise, and the second one, especially for kids and people who may not be as strong as their assailant, leverage strength. Mm-hmm. And we teach people and kids how to use their body in such a way that they are able to maximize their leverage to escape a hold or a restraint.
Wow, that sounds impressive. So I'm about 115 pounds, I'd say, and someone approaches me that's 6 feet, 300 pounds. Is there really hope?
There's absolutely hope. Absolutely. Provided... let me go back and mention that there's a few things that we should do before. Where are you when that happens? Are you in your parking lot? Where did you park? Do you have your keys ready? Do you have your cell phone handy? Did you park next to a van? Did you park under a light? You know, there's things that we should do, not to be paranoid, but just to be aware right. of the situations. And then if something does turn physical... absolutely.
So those are things I should think of. Like, I should never really park by a van, and I should make sure I'm under a light. And
good idea, if yeah. possible. Yeah, if possible. Always. I've told my wife and my sisters and people I really care about and everybody who goes through the program, park in a well-lit area. Especially if you're not familiar with the surroundings. Make sure, because most...
That's really good to know, because I'm always the one that parks in the back, because I want to get the exercise, walk into the front. But I never think about the fact
that... But you can still do that. Like, I park backwards so that I can pull straight out and not spend time backing out.
That's good.
You know, if there's... I'll wait for a good spot. But that's immaterial to the fact of what about before or after. So I don't unlock my car till I get to it.
Right.
Once somebody's hands are on me... You're saying this is learned through the 1-2-3 or through also the women?
Well, the 1-2-3 Go program is a watered down version of our women's self defense. We're able to get into greater detail and more complex movements with women's self defense than mm-hmm. we are with the 1-2-3 Go with the kids. A couple of reasons for that is attention span and effectiveness. We want it to be very basic for the kids to be able to escape and get away. Which is another interesting point. I'm not teaching women and even men at this point, or kids, to beat the person up. That would be karate, that would be jiu-jitsu. It takes a long time to learn how to block correctly. It takes a long time to learn how to punch correctly so you don't break your hand. And although those are great last resorts,
right.
when all else fails, the first things that you should do, and the first things I think a person wants to do, is just get away. When somebody's hands are around your neck or you're being restrained, you just want to get away. So if we can utilize the element of surprise and maximize your leverage so mm-hmm. that you're effectively escaping, we can put time and distance between you and the assailant.
How long is this course?
For the kids, 1-2-3 Go, we teach in a 4-week program. It's about approximately 1 hour once a week that we get together, and it's an introductory course.
Mm-hmm.
Then it tiers. It tiers in several directions. We go up into a level 2 type of program and then up into a level 3. So the kids get to cycle through it several times.
That's great. So yeah. Tell us about the leverage. How do you get the leverage?
Leverage.
I know it's hard to describe on the radio, but
it's a lot easier to show. But
I'll got to come to the class.
Right. Well, yes, you do, Candida. You
do. I
have
do.
To,
I,
so
I,
do you.
I
you have to come to a class, too.
Deborah, let's go.
All right.
I think we should go.
All right, leverage.
You have my attention. because this is a serious thing, and you don't realize that it can happen to you until you're in the situation.
Well, here's the thing. We walk around, and like I said, we don't want to be paranoid.
I'm always on the phone.
Yep.
I'm not paying
multitasking.
Attention.
Everybody's multitasking. Yeah. Everybody's too busy.
Right.
And bad guys like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so... regarding leverage, to answer your question about leverage, you mentioned earlier that I'm trained in karate. I've been training since 1979. I've had the opportunity to travel around the country in Japan and train with world-class masters. And what we learned is being able to, creating the ability to have, to have the ability to defeat a person who's bigger than you requires leverage power. And in karate, simple things like keeping your elbows in, bending your knees. When your elbows are in, you maximize your power, you maximize your strength. You also protect your rib cage, you protect your vital organs. Think of it this way: if you're carrying something heavy, would you carry it far away from your body?
Mm-hmm.
No, you'd pull it in close to your body, mm-hmm. and there's your power. Okay, so utilizing things on your body, small circle wrist escapes, maintaining the elbow connected to the hip, moving your body in such a way that you're not leaning away from your stance, going to fall off balance. We practice these types of things that become very natural through through the training that allow you to escape.
So really being aware of where your body is the key to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And but what's interesting about it is once the kids learn and once any student learns how to move their body in a way that's going to maximize the leverage, it's natural.
Mm.
And that's what I want to impress is that it's not, these are not flamboyant movements. These are not jump spinning kicks that you have to master or, you know, trying to claw or kick somebody where it counts. It's actually very difficult to do that.
That was my thought.
Happens by accident a lot, but it's very difficult to try to do.
And the foundation isn't paranoia. It sounds like the foundation is to just be aware.
That's it. So,
and most likely over these courses of these classes, it's just kind of second nature. Somebody's got my arms on me, boom.
That's it.
And then if it happens to be somebody you care about, you go, oh, sorry, but you shouldn't have put your arm.
Right, and if a bad guy who's sneaking up behind you tries to grab you and you, all of a sudden you naturally respond, that you have the element of surprise right there, you responded with leverage, and you go, as the name says.
1, 2, 3, go.
Right.
Wow, it makes so much sense. I'm glad that you're here. I want to give out your website in case folks want to find out more about you. It's www.mcphailacademy.com, MacphailAcademy.com. The phone number, 508-690-1221. Again, 508-690-1221. Now, we were talking about when somebody surprises you and attacks you, but there's a lot of verbal stuff that's going on now, too. Do you deal with that also in your classes?
Every class.
Because my daughter, you know, I mean, it happens. It happens on the bus, in the
absolutely
bathrooms, and in the school, cafeteria.
We talk, the conversation changes when it's kids, when it's women, you know, cat calls from guys and things like that to women are going to be, it's going to be a different conversation than the one we have with strangers and bullies towards kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's interesting about this program is every class I have is a little bit different based upon the people who attend it. And teaching from a more Socratic method, which is what I use in my classes, I ask questions, and the questions determine which direction I'll go. So let me give an example. If it's kids in the 1, 2, 3, go class, I'll ask questions, does anybody know a bully? Has anybody ever met a bully? Of course, hands go up. Yes, I've met a bully. I had this kid, and all of a sudden that story starts coming out. Does anybody know a stranger? Or anybody ever seen a stranger? You know, and say, yes, I've seen a stranger. And I saw a car. There was a strange car down my road the other day, and my parents, what'd you do? So we get into a conversation about reenacting the situation and how you would handle it.
That's
so
great.
Mentally, we're able to walk through the steps again,
mm-hmm.
And determine the right way or the wrong way of handling something. And then at the end of each class, I always ask questions, especially to the kids. You know, what would you do if this would be one question? A nice man, what appears to be a nice man, drives up and he sees you and he says, "Do you like puppies?" You do? Yeah, I love puppies. Okay, well, come on over to my car. I have some puppies. And we discuss your mental thoughts about that coming from your brain and your gut feeling in your belly. And in our brain, we walk around, it's never going to happen to me. It doesn't happen to me. That happens to everybody else in the news.
Mm-hmm.
But your gut's telling you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So listen to your gut. And we talk about that, and part of the homework assignment is after the first class, they have to go out, and if they're walking around with their parents or wherever, just be aware and try to be aware of a stranger that they see and the feeling that they get from that person. Now, that person may be bad or he may be good. You don't know.
Mm.
But what's your gut feeling telling you? Okay? And then how to respond to that. Stay with your parents. Stay with your family.
That heightened awareness that we should all have.
Yeah. Heightened awareness
is a good
time.
Really have... these kids get in tune with that.
We talk about it, and that's what's interesting about it, especially with the new thing of cyberbullying. Briefly talk about that a little bit. That's it's a very dangerous thing going on right now, because what happens on the internet stays on the internet. It's hard to
you could never take it off. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from our break, and we're talking with Jesse McPhail from McPhail Academy, and Larry, take it away. Thank you.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Mary.
I just got the greatest news from my doctor. I am so healthy. My weight is 130, my blood pressure is 120 over 60, and my cholesterol 150, my BMI is at 20.
Well, I just came back from my doctor, and I'm so healthy as well. My NSFI is 87.
What's NSFI?
That stands for Neural Spinal Functional Index. It's a test to show how well a person is functioning, and it's actually really safe. I even brought my kids and my sister who's pregnant.
How can I find out what mine is?
Go to True Life Chiropractic, 283 Main Street in Kingston, and see Dr. Sue Willetkis. She'll test you. You need to call 781-585-0585 to make an appointment. It's the building with the skeleton in the window. Remember, everybody needs a little TLC.
For children growing up in today's world of peer pressure, Facebook, MySpace, bullying, and busy schedules, lacking self-confidence and the know-how needed to handle these pressures could result in your child becoming vulnerable to these social pressures. There is hope. The McPhail Academy in East Bridgewater uses martial arts such as karate, jiu-jitsu, and basic self-defense to teach both children and adults self-confidence, the can-do mindset that is communicated through body language as well as speech, and without it attracts bullies and attackers the same way predators view prey in the wild. At the Academy, students learn how to handle these situations before they manifest into something physical and are then taught how to safely escape a situation that does turn physical. Please call today, 508-690-1221. That's 508-690-1221. Or visit them online at McPhailAcademy.com. M-A-C-P-H-A-I-L Academy.com. And take advantage of their free trial classes. A free trial, no contracts, and the education of a lifetime. McPhail International Academy. Mention WATD or the Healthy Living Show and receive a discount on their upcoming Kids Self-Defense Program called 123GO, beginning April 1st.
Have you ever said this?
I was tired of the pain. I want to be medication free. Is surgery my only choice? I want more than just exercises. Why do I have to live with it?
These are some of the popular reasons people have chosen eclectic physical therapy. Ian Rubenstein combines traditional Western medical methods with Eastern holistic techniques to get optimum healing for various diseases. Best of all, various insurances are accepted. Call Ian today to start your holistic therapy program. 508-246-4233. Once again, 508-246-4233.
Oh, Larry, you're such a kidder. He likes messing with the mic. It's so much fun. Watch out. I'm going to be here for a while and... What is it? Dairy Queen's opening up soon.
Yeah, don't, it's already open. Don't threaten me now. Wait a minute. Okay, yeah, whatever you want.
He loves Dairy Queen. I just want to remind folks about an evening with Deepak Chopra at the Sheraton Boston Hotel, April 8th. It's going to be a wonderful Thursday evening. I hope you could join us. It's going to be at the Sheraton, and you could come learn how your highest vision of yourself can be turned into physical reality. We're very excited about this event. You can call Candida for tickets at 781-834-2728 or log on to my website, www.myhealthylivingmag.com. And we're here with Jesse and Liam. Hi, Liam. And they are with the McPhail International Academy, a school that uses martial arts such as karate, jiu-jitsu, and basic self-defense to teach children and adults confidence, discipline, and respect. Students develop these skills that will assess them in all aspects of life, including homework, sports, peer pressure, bullies, and strangers. We've been talking tonight about some of the issues that could go on, but we had left talking about the cyber bullying. What is that? That's a term I've kind of heard of it, but I don't really know what it's about.
Well, there's been a couple of recent events in the news regarding cyberbullying, and it's Facebook. I don't think I mentioned the brand name, but Facebook and MySpace type accounts. Mm-hmm. Get up there, and I guess there's a way you can post things about other people, and you know how it can be in high school with peer pressures and things. And if somebody doesn't like you, sometimes they're less than kind.
They can make your life miserable.
In describing things, right? Well, they can make it miserable when that didn't exist. Right. I remember kids; it was horrible for some kids I knew, and this type of thing, it doesn't go away. So that's a problem that I think schools are dealing with right now, and professionals, police, parents, everybody's dealing with it right now. The trouble that I see with that, what makes it especially dangerous, is that age group tends to be teenagers who are on MySpace and that type of thing, getting used to the computer, they're on there socializing. And what we know about teenagers typically is that they don't always have the best communication with their parents. So when there is a problem, they're usually going to their friends, mm-hmm. and if there are no friends to go to because they're the ones talking about them, what do you do? So my question became, well, how would a confident person handle somebody who is talking badly about them, whether it's on cyberspace or whether it's on, you know, verbally to their face or about them?
Yeah.
How would a confident person handle that? And most confident people know who they are and know that what's being said isn't true or is being exaggerated, and that type of those types of insults don't really mean anything to you. So the answer to me, or one answer, one part of the answer, I think, is teaching confidence, making sure if there's any one thing that I want my child to be, beside, in addition to healthy, is confident. Confidence leads to so many other things. It leads to successes in any endeavor they choose. They're courageous, they live a happier life. And the interesting thing about 1-2-3 Go or karate or self-defense type of some type of a program is that the confidence that they learn by learning to deal with a bully or by learning to deal with an assailant transfers through their body language. The way they walk is different. The way they talk is different. The way they stand is different. And those people who are confident aren't necessarily chosen as a victim first.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. Because you could see that person would be more vulnerable for... That's like what the attacker looks for.
Right.
The kid, you know, walking maybe with their head down and...
Yeah. And poor eye contact, slouching. It's still, unfortunately, it's still, even though we've evolved, it's still a predator-prey world. And the stronger or more dominant is always going to attack the weaker.
That's right.
And our choice is to not be weak. And we have that choice, and we have programs like 1-2-3-Go. We have programs like self-defense or karate in your area. To be able to learn how to be confident and assertive. Really what this is assertiveness training.
What can parents do, like, right now in their home, maybe if they see some of these red flags like we're talking about?
Talk to their kids. Talk to their kids. Make sure that they have outlets as far as preset mechanisms as to what to do.
Right.
We tell our kids what to do in the event of a fire or a break-in.
I was gonna say that. Sure.
We should have a conversation with our kids about what to do, how to handle a bully, basically.
Right.
Now, being in karate, and for over it'll be 31 years this month, actually. It's 31
years. Congratulations. That's awesome. You look 25.
Thank you, Katie.
She's lying.
I'll get that.
What I've learned is that confidence is able to shine through from very, we're able to take students who are very weak or meek or very, like we mentioned, poor eye contact, and by giving them some type of achievement, turn them around and give them something to be proud of, and they, like I said, they carry themselves differently.
How wonderful.
So as a parent, if a parent has a child, you don't have it to give. Let's say you're not a confident parent yourself.
Yeah.
So you want the best for your kid, and you want them to learn something you can't teach them. That's why you're out there.
Why I'm here.
I'll take it on.
Absolutely.
I'll give them a little piece of it. The parents, do they stay around for classes? Do they have the option to leave? If they stay around, do they learn a little?
Absolutely. I find now, especially in the new location, that more of the parents are staying and watching. We have an observation window now, and there's a little space where they can sit and they can watch and listen, and they're taking a more active role. Do they have to? No, they don't have to. Sometimes they're dropping the kid and they're going to work out, or they're doing something else at the gym.
But actually the opposite, too, because you have the parent that might not know how to build that self-confidence, but then you have the opposite side, the extreme side, where you have the parents that will give them the answer, like, if somebody bullies you, then beat them up. You know, so you
right.
You're like the middle ground.
Right. Hopefully I'm the voice of reason.
The
because,
voice of reason.
And that's why I wanted to
see,
mention, too.
See, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, so our answer was, you know.
It was a different reason.
Calling the family, you know. So, I really appreciate this because it seems like it's a happy middle.
It is. And I just wanted to mention that karate and jiu-jitsu, sometimes, especially with poor instruction, or bad instructors who are out there, can act to violence, okay?
Yeah.
However, when it's taught correctly, it actually does the opposite, because now the student is so confident they don't have to fight. And the reason why they've joined,
yes.
Okay, the very reason why you put your kid in karate or why you took lessons yourself was to learn how to defend yourself. Once you learn that, you don't have to show it anymore. So the puffed out chest, the ego, the bravado, that's gone. What you're left with is real confidence.
Well, Deborah brought up a point, like, this is for the kid that might be not so confident, but do you ever have the bullies in the classroom?
Yeah.
Or in the studio.
Self-control.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I don't want to say there's people bullying in the classroom. That does not happen. It's a very structured class, yet fun, and there's enough.
No, I mean, do you offer this service to the bullies as well?
Absolutely.
Because it seems like we're just gearing this towards folks, you know,
the
kids,
victims.
The victims. Thank
no,
you.
No, I have actually had a lot of students who are very aggressive. Children, it can be boys and girls, not just boys, or very aggressive. Sometimes they may have ADD or ADHD or something that they're having challenges with, and actually karate has helped them.
Do you ever find that as a teacher you see where the child just shouldn't be there? Do you ever talk to the parents and say, you know what, this isn't really for them? Because some kids are in these things because their parents are making them go.
Kids who get to the point where they're suffering through a class and they can't take it anymore, I very rarely see that. Have I seen it in my years? Yes, I've definitely seen it.
I can't imagine seeing it at your academy.
But not in my school, right.
Not at
my school.
Well, thank you so much for being here. This is absolutely wonderful.
Candida, thank
Again,
you very
it's
much.
Again, it's the 1-2-3 Go program. You also work with Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you do school demonstrations.
Yep.
It's 508-690-1221.
The next program is going to be April 1st.
April 1st. It's a four-week program. And if you mention that they heard this program, Healthy Living, you will get $10 off. So
that's correct.
It's very worthwhile. www.macphailacademy.com, MACPHAIL. Academy.com. Thank you, Jesse, for being here.
Thank you, Candida.
If you
want
to protect your children to deal with bullies and strangers, give him a call. The Academy has classes Mondays through Saturday mornings, afternoons, and evenings.
Thank you,
Deborah.
Thank you, Candida.
Bye, Liam.
Thank you, guys. Say bye.
And stay tuned for Suzanne Landry and her nutrition and wellness program. Thank you. Have a great evening.